Illinois State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth knows about pain and loss and trauma. She's been pushing for an expansion of trauma services in Illinois to help crime victims. It's a deeply personal mission, as WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
In 2014, Representative Gordon Booth's son was murdered in their hometown of Peoria. She was 9 months pregnant at the time. She buried her 22-year-old son, and then 9 days later, she gave birth to her daughter.
And you bring a child into the world, it's such a beautiful experience, but you just had this dark cloud over you. And so at times, that was the only bright light that we had, was our brand new baby girl.
Gordon Booth says it took her years to recover mentally and emotionally from her son's murder. She was racked with grief, and she felt isolated. She was suffering from symptoms of post-traumatic stress. But she says she's lucky. She and her husband had the resources and support system to get through it. The murder was solved. And that's when Gordon Booth saw the effect of trauma on others, too. On the witnesses who testified at the trial, who watched as her son DJ was killed in front of them.
I saw the young women who were at this birthday party with him, who had never met him a day in their life, but they saw him have his life taken. I saw the pain and agony that they went through.
Gordon Booth says she kept up with those witnesses, saw them try in vain to get help for the emotional suffering they were going through. And she knew she wanted to use her power as a lawmaker to do something.
If I'm bleeding from the head, you immediately know what to do with me. You know, you take me to the ER. But when people are wounded from pain and from trauma, there has to be a place to deal with those traumas.
In 2016, Gordon Booth thought she found that place. She was on a trip to California, where she toured a new treatment center being piloted there. The crime victims and witnesses treated at the San Francisco Center were enveloped in help. They had a case manager who coordinated all their care and helped them navigate the healthcare system or apply for victims' assistance funds. They got group and individual therapy and financial help. Gordon Booth was convinced it was exactly what the hundreds of thousands of traumatized people in Illinois needed. The next year, she pushed to start a pilot program here in Illinois, using some federal money to start trauma recovery centers in her hometown of Peoria and another one on the southwest border of Chicago in the suburb of Evergreen Park. Now that effort is expanding, with a trio of new taxpayer-supported trauma recovery centers opening this winter in Rockford, Springfield, and the northern suburb of Gurnee. Each one gets about $1 million in public funding a year.
Trying to provide a remedy for people who literally have holes in their soul that will not repair themselves on their own.
Okay. So as you can tell from the piles of donations, a lot
Victoria Smoter is the lead clinical psychologist at the Trauma Recovery Center in Evergreen Park. It's affiliated with Advocate Christ Hospital. They see patients who have survived gunshots, witnessed murders, been victims of human trafficking or sexual assault. She says they provide therapy and emotional support. And sometimes the first step of therapy is simply paying for food or rent.
We have those really basic physiological needs like food, shelter, safety. And we're not getting beyond that if those things aren't met.
Smoter says success can be measured in ways that are both small and monumental.
We worked with someone about a year ago who had multiple instances of violence in his lifetime. He was coming to us for a multiple gunshot wound, and he hadn't taken public transportation in over a decade.
Smoter says this patient would have panic attacks while waiting for the bus, worried that someone would see him and he would be a target of violence again. So in therapy sessions, they talked about those fears, acknowledged that they came from a real place, but also worked out some techniques to deal with and overcome them so he could get a small piece of his life back. She says it took a few months of work.
He actually started taking the bus with 2 bus transfers to the gym on his own and was so excited about it. It changed his whole demeanor. So even like his body language, his affect, his face, it changed when talking about us and talking to us.
Lenore Anderson says the most important thing trauma recovery centers do is help people. But she also believes that helping trauma victims will ultimately improve public safety. Anderson is president of the Alliance for Safety and Justice, a national group that's been pushing for more trauma treatment across the country.
Oftentimes, the survivor of the incident has no trust in the system and is not trying to cooperate with the investigation. It's very difficult for those in law enforcement who are trying to address this when they don't have that trust, right? Well, working with the trauma recovery centers, having that advocate who understands the impact of trauma, sitting right next to the survivor, walking the survivor through the process of the justice system, what we've seen so many times is increased trust levels in justice, increased cooperation with investigations, and that's another way that this model is really about improving public safety.
I told myself at first that I didn't want to testify. I didn't know if I could stand to even look at this guy. I don't know, and they told me that they would come be with me if I needed. And I told them I don't know if I could.
That's Tina Rucker. The trial for the man who allegedly killed her nephew is scheduled to start today. Rucker helped raise her nephew. In 2019, she was watching as he was gunned down in front of their house. She says the Trauma Recovery Center helped her when she didn't know what to do. They gave her a support system, a therapist, a group of people who were always there for her and knew what she was going through. Rucker says after her nephew's murder, she was scared all the time. She couldn't stay in her house because the murder happened right out in front. She had nightmares. The center helped her move, paid her rent until she was able to get back to work. She's completed the program now, but the staff at the Trauma Recovery Center in Peoria, Rep. Gordon Booth's hometown, is still there for her.
They still reach out to me. They're family to me. They're my second home. If I didn't have them, I don't know what I would have did.
Rucker is back at work now, much stronger than in the months after she watched her nephew's killing. She says she is going to testify at the trial. More proof of the ways the trauma center helped piece things back together.
I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm stronger now.
Rucker says about a month ago, someone she knows lost her grandson to gun violence. She told the woman right away to go to the Trauma Recovery Center. She told her they'll know how to help. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.